Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the PNB National Finance Committee. It's Tuesday, March 22nd at 5:34 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So before we get started, I'm going to ask the Secretary, R. Paul Martin, to call the roll for the record.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Wipperman. LaVarne Williams. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay, that's seven, and that's a quorum. Well, who joined?
This is Alex.
Okay, so that's eight. Still a quorum.
A point of order, I get nine, I think. I'm pretty sure. I just want to make sure you have everybody.
I only have eight, Ken.
Oh, I'm sorry. Barbara's
eight
not
plus
here.
John.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, good. All right, then. Before we get started, I'd like to, why don't we start by approving the four sets of minutes that we agreed that we would look at the last meeting. Once that's done, we'll move on to approving a draft agenda. So, R. Paul, you had produced, I think, two sets of open session minutes, two sets of executive session minutes for us. Obviously, we'll do the executive session minutes in executive session. So has everybody had a chance to look at the two open session minutes that were posted?
Sure.
Well, I've had a chance.
Oh, yeah, I have a chance.
Who just joined?
This is Campbell.
We're taking a look at the two open session minutes that R. Paul sent out.
They didn't get sent out. They're sent to the someplace in the cloud, and
right.
It would be a good idea to have them sent out so that you don't have to go through those hoops.
Campbell, if you we're trying to do people being called on if possible, but yeah. R. Paul, is it possible for you to send them out by email as well as post them to the cloud?
Well, they're sent to the committee's files section, and that's where we always tend to put them. It's going to burden everybody's email if we send them out that way, and I don't know. What is the problem? What is the great, enormous burden that suddenly happens?
Okay, so let's deal with that in a minute. Who just joined us?
Arlene.
Hello, welcome.
Phone number, sorry.
Okay, so what we're doing basically is we're dealing with Campbell's request that the minutes be emailed to each and every member rather than just posted to the files of the Finance Committee group. Is there anyone else who shares Campbell's feeling that what the committee has been doing isn't working for them? Or is he the only one?
The committee has been doing this. Is what, the second meeting of the committee?
The committee has been following this process for a number of years.
No, not a number of years. I was on the year before last.
Campbell, please wait to be called on. This is the way that the Finance Committee has been proceeding for some period of time, according to the secretary. The question that I have is, are there other members of the group who share Campbell's feeling that this isn't working for them?
I think that, if I may speak, obligation
yes.
to communicate the minutes, okay, in an acceptable format. Now, I don't know about what other folks have access to, but I think that in terms of being able to participate, one should have access to the minutes.
Okay. Excuse me, Campbell. R. Paul, since you have an objection by one person, could you please do the following? post them to the cloud, and then independently email them to Campbell, since he's apparently not comfortable using the system the rest of the
week. Wait. Please don't be so patronizing, Tracy.
Campbell, I asked if there were other members who shared your concern.
And
Tracy,
how many other members
Tracy,
are there
Tracy,
on the call?
I,
have we
Campbell,
taken the role
Campbell,
yet?
Campbell, point of information, what kind of a problem do you have, Campbell, and can we solve your problem dealing with the Yahoo group? Because everybody else is really comfortable with it. Is there some way that we can help you with your,
wait,
your problems
so
get on Yahoo?
Excuse me, point of personal privilege. I don't think that we need to have this kind of patronizing attitude, okay?
I'm not meaning to be patronizing. I'm
you
asking
are
you,
being patronizing.
If you have a problem, maybe we can help you.
Excuse me for a second. I'm the chair of the committee. I asked our Paul if it would be problematic for him as the secretary to individually email Campbell a copy of the minutes to solve this problem. Our Paul, is that excessively problematic or burdensome for you?
It is a bother because then there's then you're still. I mean, if we start doing exceptionalism, it's going to be
Well, sometimes individual people have problems, and we need to accommodate them.
If there's a problem, we should hear about it. What is the problem?
Our Paul, I sent you an email pertaining to it. You're saying, we had the same email as last time around. And last time around, there was a different email address, and I had made you, I made that point clear. Okay? So there's a problem somewhere. There is a problem. I'm not saying it's G. Campbell's got a problem. It's a problem, and I think that what needs to take place is that the minutes need to be communicated to the members.
Ken
on the queue.
Excuse me. As a procedural thing, it seems to me that basically Campbell is making a motion to change the process of the committee from what it's been for the following year. It sounds to me like the secretary has not agreed. Therefore, I think what we will probably do is entertain that as a motion and vote it up or down. That said, Ken, you're next on the stack, so go.
I concur in the opinion of the secretary. I get more than enough emails. The minutes may or may not be large in digital volume, and it starts to eat up your email quota. So I prefer if he continues to do it the way he is, leaving it up in the cloud, as we say. That I
point of order.
Them.
Uh-huh. Who's the point of order?
This is Campbell.
Uh-huh.
The minutes and they're being communicated to each member is not a point that should be a motion that is voted up or down by the committee.
Okay. I am the chair. I am overruling that point of order because the minutes are, in fact, accessible to each and every member of the committee, although it may not be in the manner in which you prefer. I am going to allow you to put forward a motion to change the minutes procedure on the Finance Committee. You can put it forward, motivate it, and if it attracts a second, the committee will vote on it, if you wish. If not, we will move on.
Can I be on the stack?
I'd like to let Campbell go ahead and introduce his motion if he's going to do so, but you can be right after that.
Okay.
Number one, I have a point of order that this should not be a motion, that this is something that is just to be done in terms of providing the minutes to the members, okay? However, I will engage this activity for the moment.
Bill for the stack.
And I'll move that... as requested by members, the minutes should be provided in a timely fashion, whether by email or otherwise.
Okay, I think that motion needs some clarification on the language. because what you are asking is for the minutes to be conveyed individually to each member to their email box rather than sent to the Yahoo groups with a notification that they have been sent. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
I said, as requested by the members, the minutes should be communicated to the members in the fashion that is most, let's change the word, useful for them.
I find the language on that motion essentially unclear, but I guess it's up to the committee to pass it or not. Is there a second for the motion?
It doesn't need a second. It's a committee.
I'm sorry?
It's a committee. It doesn't need a second for
That's right. Sorry, I forgot.
Go for the stack.
Okay, so discussion on the motion. I had Kim and Bill.
Well, could I clarify what the motion says? So it's as requested by members, the minutes should be provided in a timely fashion, whether by email or otherwise. That's the motion.
Campbell, is that what you said?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I had to take another call. You wanted to hear what the motion was?
As requested by members, the minutes should be provided in a timely fashion, whether by email or otherwise.
Yes.
All right. Discussion on the motion. I had Kim and Bill on the stack.
And our poll.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if I can get picky about the motion, the members are not requesting it, Campbell is. I personally am very happy with the system. I would still, and maybe this isn't appropriate when we're talking about the motion, but I would rather be able to help Campbell with being comfortable with Yahoo, because once it works, it's a very useful system for being able to find where things are very quickly. But I would rather, you know, help Campbell with getting comfortable with Yahoo. And I don't know if that's relevant to the motion. But at any rate, I don't think the wording of the members request this, because I'm not requesting it.
Okay. Next was Bill.
Like I said, I was kind of agreeing with what Kim was saying. I would just wanted to better understand what the difficulty was. If Campbell's not able to get to the Yahoo group at all, or what it is, so we can figure out a solution for this.
Okay. I'm going to continue with the stack, and then Campbell, if you have an answer for Bill's question, we'll take it at the end of the stack. Our poll was next.
Okay. Actually, the minutes are already being communicated to the members, and this is the way it's been going on, I know, since almost 3 years ago, since I've been on this committee. This is the way it's been getting done. I did indeed get an email from Campbell earlier asking to be put onto the list. I informed him he'd been on the list since March 7th and asked, you know, I mean, I don't know what the problem is either. The whole thing works exactly the same as it did two years ago when Campbell was here. And it really does work, and it makes for a lot less clutter in email for people. And, you know, everybody knows where they can go to get the minutes, and the minutes stay there. Otherwise, you could also have a situation this way where, when somebody loses the minutes, the secretary has to resend them or something, and that becomes infinite pretty rapidly. So I would say that for maintaining, you know, things in an orderly way so that everybody gets the same thing, that we should leave it as it is. So I will not be voting for this motion.
Okay. Before we go to a vote, is there anyone else on the committee who wants to weigh in on the motion?
Yeah, this is Bruce.
Yes, Bruce.
If I understand Campbell's motion, it sounds like what the motion says is that you could have ten or eleven members of this committee, each one requesting a different way to receive the minutes, and that just seems like an undue burden on the secretary, since the method we're using now seems to be working for the majority, and that's a pretty big majority, that that's just a question of the greater good, and it seems like, you know, why change the method we're doing?
Bill.
All right. Bill, was that a request for the stack?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, me? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I was hoping Campbell would answer, because I can think of some simple reasons why he might not be able to access it. For example, if he didn't have a Yahoo account or hadn't logged in, you can't get to them. But that's easy to fix, and if that's all it is, then I'd be glad to help him with it.
Mm-hmm. Let me make this statement here. R. Paul was saying that I was on it several years ago. I did not have the particular email address that I have currently. I did not have the ISP that I have currently several years ago. There's a different ISP. And when I got to the account, it did not, it was not accessible. Let me share with you on page 442, Robert's Rules of Order, under Duties of the Secretary. To make the minutes and records available to members upon request.
Okay. So that said, we are now at the end of the stack. I appreciate Bill's offer to help Campbell with the technical problem. I'm sure that it can be addressed, and I'm going to ask him if he wouldn't mind to do some outreach after the meeting to solve the problem of access.
Yeah,
and with that, we are going to move to a vote on the motions. R. Paul, can you call the roll?
As I pointed out, this is out of order because the duties of the secretary include making the minutes available. Now,
Campbell, I am overruling your point of order. If you would like to challenge the ruling of the chair, we can go to a vote on that as well.
Yes,
Kim to the stack.
Hold on, Kim. I have a procedural thing. Campbell, are you challenging the ruling of the chair that the motion is in order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we need to go to a vote on that. So that is what we're going to do. I would prefer not to take a stack prior to this vote if possible.
I'll wait.
Kim, if you really have to do it.
I'll wait.
All right, then we are going to a vote. Campbell is challenging the ruling of the chair that the motion is in fact in order, the motion that he brought. A yes vote means you uphold the chair. A no vote means that you agree that the chair is out of order and that we may not consider this motion. R. Paul, will you call the roll?
Okay. Oops, one second. Okay, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Jim Boyd?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yeah, I've been trying to say that I'm here. Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. 10-4, 1 against.
Okay. We will now move to a vote on the original motion. R. Paul, could you read it out loud once again?
Okay. What's here? Okay. The motion, as I have it, is as requested by members. The minutes should be provided in a timely fashion, whether by email or otherwise. Ken Aaron?
No.
Jim Boyd?
No.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Barbara Wipperman?
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Bruce Wolf?
No.
Okay. 1-4, 9 against, 1 abstention.
Okay. We will now move on to the review of the two open session minutes. We also have two executive session minutes,
Tracy.
And those we will review in closed session. Yes?
Can I just say one thing,
Tracy,
about that?
Yes, you can.
First of all, Campbell, it sounds like you need a new Yahoo account. You have a different ISP. Wait, and Bill has offered to help you. If after Bill has tried to help you and you come back to us next time and say it's absolutely, completely impossible, then we can deal with that situation in a different way. Right now it seems like what you need is a new Yahoo account, which should be easy to fix.
Well, I certainly have undertaken, I appreciate your consideration in that regard, and I have undertaken to, do that. However, when I was online for that, the Yahoo site indicated Internet Explorer cannot, display the page.
Okay, well, let's try again with somebody who's a little more technical savvy than me. I can't fix
Kim,
it, but
Kim,
I know somebody can.
Kim, we need to move the meeting
okay,
forward at this
sorry.
Point in time, I think, okay?
Yep.
We can reconsider the issue. Bill will move forward with his offer. Yes.
It's Arlene. I just want to go on the record that I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
So at this point, we have two open session minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes. Does anyone want to make such a motion?
So moved. Bruce.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. Any discussion?
Question. These are the ones other than last week, right?
Yes, these are the two outstanding minutes that we had.
Okay,
is there any objection to the approval of those minutes?
Yes.
Okay, then we will need to go to a vote on approving them. R. Paul?
Do we have, how are the minutes to be made available?
What are we talking about?
Well, point of information, these are meetings that were before your time, Campbell. These were the last two meetings of the previous NFC. So
what are the dates?
January 11th and, hang on a second.
13th.
January 13th. So,
as usual, if one has not reviewed the minutes in question, one is perfectly able to abstain or vote no accordingly.
But
and
he
people
can't even
do that
vote
on
them.
An ongoing basis.
This is really for people who were on the previous committee, which I was. So, I mean,
we have a motion on the floor. We have an objection. We are therefore going to vote on the approval of the minutes. If any member feels that they're unable or unequipped to vote, then they should either vote no or abstain on the approval of the minutes. That's perfectly within one's rights as a member of the committee. R. Paul, do you want to read the motion to approve the minutes and call the roll?
Motion is to approve the outstanding minutes of January 11th and January 13th. Okay. And Ken Aaron.
Abstain.
Jim Boyd.
I'll have to abstain also.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
I vote to approve them.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay, that's 7-4, 1 against, 3 abstention.
Thank you. Okay, at this point we will be looking at our draft agenda. It was sent out with the meeting notification, but I will review it quickly, and I want to make one modification that Bill Crozier had suggested. Yes, Bill?
Did we want to approve the minutes from 2 weeks ago? That was also open session.
I am not going to do that at this point. I think we can do that next week at the meeting 2 weeks in the future. Hopefully Campbell's problem will be addressed by then.
Okay.
Okay, so the draft agenda that we have has the following things on it. It has a Finance Committee 2011 timeline for 20 minutes. It has a KPFK budget review for 30 minutes. It has first quarter reviews of 1 to 2 stations as possible for 30 minutes. That we will have a little bit less time. Let's see, we have an hour and a half. Well, that should work out, come out right. Bill had also asked that we add a small item about PFTP, so I'm thinking we'll add that as item 6 for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Point of information, I don't know what those acronyms
are. Yeah.
What is that?
Bill, do you want to explain the PFTP item?
Public Telecommunications Facilities Program. It's a grants issued by, I believe, the Commerce Department for equipment and things like that.
Okay, thank you.
PFTP.
So the proposal is to add that as item 6, maybe for a 10-minute conversation.
Question, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Is this going to be, we should have this, it would be good if we had this in writing? Or?
The agenda is actually, with the exception of the PFTP item, which has been added, it was put on the KPFTX calendar, and it was sent out on the pnb@pacifica.org notice. I will go ahead and send it to the committee right now.
Okay.
Aren't the initials reversed? PTFP?
That could be.
I think Lauren just noted that too.
Okay. I will fix that in what I'm going to send right now. Sorry. So, is there a motion to, let me ask, is there any modifications to that agenda or additions, subtractions, changes? No.
This is Ken. Is that, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to see the agenda, but I didn't hear you say that you review action items at the end of the meeting. I know that seems a little procedural, but it's always been very effective. If that could
Okay, so you're asking to add a quick review action items item.
Right.
Okay. I will put that in. So, VI. Any other changes? Okay, is there a motion to accept the draft agenda, or do people want to wait until I email it out again? With these
no, I accept them. I make a motion. We accept them.
Any objections?
Let me get that sixth item again. It's the
PTFP.
PTFP review, and then item 7 will be, at Ken's request, review action items. And I am sending it to you in writing in just a moment. Okay, there it comes. All right. So I just emailed that out. Are there any objections to the agenda? Okay, then we'll go forward with that agenda. Okay, did everybody receive a copy of the sort of existing NFC 2006 budget timeline? I sent it out about a week or two ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
We could see it.
Okay. Do people feel comfortable that they've looked at it and reviewed it, or would people like us to read it out loud?
I would, Ken, I would, if it's not too burdensome, because there may be people on the stream, if it could be read out loud.
Okay. Paul, are you in a position to do that, or would you rather that I do that?
whichever way. Let's see. I'm looking. I'm moving to more than one thing here. So, sent the timeline document, and okay, I'm looking at
March 15th.
What do you want?
It was sent on March 15th.
I have it. I'm asking. Do you, it's up to you. If you want to do it, if I want to do it, I don't care.
I think it's fine. You can go ahead and read it out.
Okay, you want me to read it? Okay. Okay, here it is. A, March 20th, initiated by CFO, meet with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission. Call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. B, April 30th, initiated by LSBs in consultation with GMs and business managers. Identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance, scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. C, May 31st, initiated by general managers and business managers in consultation with local finance committees / treasurers and CFO. Generate and draft station budgets and submit to CFO. D, June 30th, initiated by CFO. Compile and distribute draft network budget to NFC for review. E, July 31st, initiated by LSPs, review draft station budgets. F, August 31st, initiated by NFC, review draft station budgets and network budgets. G, September 7th, CFO, distribute final budget proposals to board. H, September 30th, PNB, adopt final budgets.
Okay, so just to ground this before we talk about it, this is a document that was approved by the NFC February 16th, 2006. I believe that the PNB approved it at that point in time. I don't know for sure. I wasn't around then.
Yes. Okay.
That said, it doesn't mean that we necessarily can't modify it or that we're bound by it. It just sort of seemed like a framework that we could start from. Because obviously it has and has not been followed over the years. So basically I'm putting it up for discussion and modification, and we'll kind of take a stack with people's thoughts.
Okay, this is Bruce from Stack.
Okay. Anybody else?
Jim on Stack.
Okay. All right, so let's go Bruce and then Jim.
Well, what I would like to suggest is that we take these point by point, rather than just take comments on everything. In other words, if we could start with point A and resolve that, and then move on to B and C, and so forth.
I know, but
I can see comments that I would have on all these. Or not
okay.
All
well,
some of them.
Okay, well, I guess we have to do what we have to do. Does anyone strongly object to Bruce's procedural suggestion?
Why don't you see if anybody has overall comments and, you know, take those as well?
I think people are free to provide overall comments in the context, but obviously if we're taking it item by item, then we're taking it item by item. Any strong objections to doing it that way? Okay. So we're taking comments on item A or the overall document. And Jim was next on the stack. Bruce, did you have a specific comment on item A before you?
Oh, yeah, real quick. They were already past March 20th, but what item A calls for sounds to me like a real good thing to do, and I would like to suggest that we keep it, but we set a date sometime soon to carry it out.
Would you like to submit a prospective date?
LaVarne on the set.
Well, yeah, LaVarne maybe should suggest that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on, LaVarne. We'll get to you.
Thank you, sorry.
So, Jim, you're next.
I was just going to bring up the, I don't know if this is correct, because I was going to go to the budget priorities on April 30th. And
just go there.
And, you know, if we're in a position, we ran through some priorities in the Finance Committee at KPFT, and the first priority is just trying to make the budget we had last year. And my impression from this is
each item on the budget, you know, all 50 or 60 of them from this needs to be put in a priority of 1 to 5, which is really not something that we were that we had contemplated. We were looking more towards, you know, one bold priority of trying to keep with the budget, and then hope from last year or this year, and then putting out priorities 4 or 5 that we hope to work on in the future if more financing came through.
Okay, so that's how you'd like to see that action characterized.
That's how we've done it, and I think it'd be real difficult for us to prioritize all of the elements in the budget.
Got it. LaVarn, you were next.
On the initial one is the meeting with the. I'm sorry. What was the initial step on there?
I'm sorry.
What was item A? I'm sorry.
Item A is for the CFO to meet with the treasurer to outline the budget development process and the paperwork submission requirement. And, yeah, we have a date of March 20th that obviously is going to have to move forward, and I'm looking for a projected date to move that forward to.
We can move it forward to and we can call a meeting for next week. What do the other treasurers on the call now? So that's the week of March. It's not the 20th. Next week is March
28th.
Okay. So we could potentially change that to March 31st, is what you're proposing.
Yeah, I need to send out an email tonight. What about the other treasurers? Are you available on the 31st?
On Thursday to have a phone call? Is that what you mean?
Well, we have to determine how we're going to do it, because sometimes some of these meetings, the treasurer's meeting, I mean, are people available during the day, or will it need to be at night?
Okay. Well, don't forget, what we're doing on this document is we're not giving you a specific date to do it. We're giving you a deadline to get it done by.
Okay. Well, since we're on the call and the treasurer's on the call, let me just get their input. I'm sorry, Ashby. So the question is day or night in terms of the treasurer's availability?
I'll go. I'm available. I think KPFK is kind of out of this realm of deadline at this point.
Right.
We kind of have our own special issues.
Yeah, but this is like an orientation for us to prepare for the budget that we're going to be working on.
Yeah, I think that
really
you'll want to go, Kim. Yeah.
And Liz Bruce is WPFW, and I would be available.
Okay, so what other treasurers do we have with us? We have R. Paul, and we have Barbara. And
yes, I could meet. Well, it depends on what time of day. But I could meet in the afternoon or evening.
Yeah, this is Jim. I would rather meet in the evening if possible.
R. Paul, evening would be better. I don't know, maybe we could do something earlier, but evening is better for me, yeah.
And Jim, you're in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Central Time. Okay. Early evening.
Okay. So, LaVarn, do you think a deadline based on this of March 31st is more or less realistic, or would you rather have more time?
No, let's go for that, and then we will, I'm sorry, that's good.
Okay. All right. Any other comments on item A?
Question?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means the item is due by March 31st, but that doesn't mean we're having a meeting on March 31st.
Right.
Now, let me look at the thing here. The next meeting we have is, what is that, the 12th of April, is that it? Yeah.
Yes.
We have a 12th of April meeting.
And the 26th.
And so with the 12th of April meeting, I'm wondering why, I don't know, why March 31st as the deadline for it? Because then we're we're there, what, 13 days ahead of time? I don't know. I'm wondering if the deadline should be the same as the next meeting date. I mean, I'm just wondering.
Okay, I have a response to that, but is there anybody else on the stack?
Well, I'll wait to hear your response.
Okay. My response would be that the CFO meeting with the treasurers to outline the budget development process and paperwork submission is going to happen outside the Finance Committee, because the Finance Committee contains individuals who are not the treasurers, but who are simply PNB members who are on the Finance Committee. So the idea is that this would be a meeting that would happen outside the Finance Committee. In terms of the date could certainly be pushed forward to April 15th to give you guys some more flexibility, and that would just be the deadline by which you would have to have the meeting. But that will have an impact on some of the other stuff potentially might have to move down as a result, although maybe not, and maybe we should give it a bit more time. The role of the Finance Committee would basically be to confirm that whatever is supposed to have happened by the deadline happened. That's my understanding of what we would do.
Okay, so point of information then, the only thing that you're suggesting happen by March 31 is for LaVarne to have a conversation with the various treasurers and tell them her goals, and then they would be essentially moving on to Part B, and then at the next NFC meeting, the treasurers could just simply report on their meeting with CFO. It doesn't influence us as a whole, and it won't impact getting going on Part B, correct?
I think that's correct. Bruce, did you want to
Bill for the stack.
Say something well, about this?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say that I personally feel that the earlier we have this particular meeting, the better. And, you know, and I'm not, you know, March 20th has already passed, but I do think that we should have this meeting sometime soon. And March 31st, you know, I'm willing to live with, but I'm assuming that would be the meeting date and not just a date to discuss having the meeting. I think we should get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And read,
yeah.
And I think that when you read the item, item A, I know it may sound obvious, but I know from our experience last year when we had a lot of issues, particularly with the, you know, using the spreadsheet format that was required. I mean, I wish we had, that was stuff that we could have worked out in advance. And this is what I'm thinking this meeting would be for. So LaVarne can make it really clear what we have to do and what we have to get ready. So we're taking care of that now and not sometime in July or August or September. And so I think it's a real important meeting for us treasurers. So, and then we will be working with our local finance committees and our business managers to further getting the budget done.
Right.
So I don't think we should be delaying this part. This is like a getting the ball rolling thing, and so I would rather not see it delayed.
Okay. I had Bill on the stack, and then maybe we can move along.
Okay, yeah, I agree with Bruce, and I was going to say it could impact the later things because I think the purpose of that first item was so that the treasurers would be able to further communicate the needs to their local budget committees, which could happen at any time during April.
Right.
So, I'm slipping a day or two might be okay if depending on when the local budget committees meet, but we want to make sure that their next step is done in a way that's, you know, gets the information that you needed, like how to do the priorities and what information is needed by the national office and the business GMs for that.
Okay. So do we have enough general support for basically asking the CFO to initiate a budget development process and paperwork submission meeting with the treasurers at all five stations on or before March 31st?
Jim, could we just get a date today?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Let's just get it done.
LaVarne, set up a date.
The meeting is set for, I'm sending the email out as we speak, for the 29th, Tuesday. Is there anything on the
Unfortunately, that's LeVar, and she's got a terrible cough.
I'm allergic to stuff. If someone can look at KPFS.
Yes. I'm doing it. Yes, I'm doing it.
Okay, then I'm a little confused because I thought LeVar was going to have individual conversations with each treasurer. So she wants to have, like, one meeting with all the treasurers.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, she can reserve March 29th for that. It would not be streamed, as I understand it, because it's not an official committee meeting.
It's a week
away. But we can schedule it and take that night, and it will be the CFO and all five station treasurers.
May I add something, Tracy?
Yes.
The meeting will allow us to meet one-on-one afterwards.
Okay, are we ready to move on to item B?
So the meeting is going to be...
So we're setting up a phone call on Tuesday, March 29th.
8:30 Eastern.
I believe we are.
Okay.
Can I put it on the calendar?
Is that the right time, LeVarne? 5:30 for us out here?
Yeah.
She had to walk away. I don't know. I think she might have been trying to go a little earlier so that the staff wouldn't have to stay so late. But she's coming back. Hopefully she can speak now.
I'm sorry.
And just so people aren't freaked out, it's going to fall in the category of an other committee, according to KPFTX.
What about the time?
Since Jim said he preferred at Central Standard Time, so the time now is like, you can do 7 Eastern Time, so that is if I learn how to subscribe. 4 Pacific Time. The people who are on the West Coast, is 4:00 good for you?
Yep. Yeah. It's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 Eastern. Yeah.
7 Eastern, Jim, is that good for you?
That's 6 here. That's fine.
I'm sorry, 6. Yeah. And then for the guys at 7, R. Paul.
Okay for me.
Yeah, that's fine for me.
Okay, I got everybody's concerns. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Okay, good.
Sure,
I'm going to put it on the calendar at KPFTX, and let's move along to item B, because it's going to take us some time to go through this, and we had some other things we were hoping to get to tonight. So I heard Jim on item B, just to read it out loud. It's that the LSBs, in consultation with their GMs and business managers, would identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance, scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. Jim wanted to rewrite that so that it didn't imply that one would rank every item in the budget 1 to 5, but so that it would say that you would go through a process of identifying and prioritizing 4 or 5 budget priorities for the upcoming year, which I think makes sense.
Yeah, this is Bruce.
Yeah.
I agree and would second Jim's suggestion. In other words, it's a good idea to set priorities, but I don't think we need to state it this way, you know, like a scale of 1 to 5 thing. I know, I think, in fact, each station may have different ways that it wants to set its priorities for different reasons. So keep the first part and just drop the stuff about
scale of 1 to 5, just cross
scale,
that out.
Yeah.
Ken to the staff.
Anybody else for the stack?
Kim.
Okay, Ken, then Kim.
I think for the sake of normalcy, that we should have a common standard across the network. You know, maybe you don't like 1 to 5, A, B, C, D, E, but it would be good so that when we're talking back and forth, we're all talking about the same thing. So a number 5 priority, I mean, highest priority has to be handled now. Number 1 priority is lowest priority. It facilitates communication that we're all using the same language. So I support that. And I don't think it's a good idea to just And we're not mandating what the qualifications are for the rank. That's self-determined or self-defined. But just defining the scale as 1 to 5, should be standardized.
Kim was next.
Yeah, I personally believe that these things work are easier with low, medium, high, just three categories. Personally, that's just simple. My understanding is that LaVarne's going to give her sense of what's important, and then the GMs may have a different idea, and then ultimately it's a compromise between that.
LaVarne?
Okay. LaVarne is on the stack, and hopefully we'll start getting to consensus.
R. Paul for stack.
Okay.
Warren?
Oh, I'm next. Oh, I think in terms of the priorities, in terms of the mechanics and getting it done, and I can give an overall guideline in terms of I need balanced budgets. But in terms of the real priorities within the station, the GMs really, it's their budget, so they're equally important or more important in terms of what the issues are. But, my overall goal in terms of, we need a balanced budget. We need to start looking at, those types of things I'll do. Thank you.
Oh, God. Someone was after LaVarne on the stack, and I just forgot. Was it R. Paul?
Yes, it was. Okay.
Thanks.
This item. Oh, I'm hearing me. This item says it's initiated by the LSBs. The WPAI LSB will be meeting on April 13th, so I guess we can try and put that on the agenda. Sometimes LSBs don't always do stuff on their agenda, so I guess we just have to
accept for the
there
stack.
Might need to be some flexibility. And mm-hmm. some of this, some LSBs may not get to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then, okay.
Okay, so I think we have questions about the deadline, a question about who initiates, and we also need to change the language a bit. So Barbara and then Bruce.
Is this ever interpreted rather than the whole LSB, an LSB budget committee? Because we have one, which mm-hmm. will be assembling soon.
Right, it sure could be.
Well, Kim to the stack.
That might be a little easier to get, the opinions of a committee rather than try to get the whole LSB to do the ranking.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Okay, I heard Kim, and then there was someone after Barbara on the stack.
Bruce. Yeah, okay, and I agree with what Barbara said is what I was going to say. Where it says initiated by LSBs, I assumed that we can interpret that as meaning the finance committees, the local finance committees. Because the whole, I know in our case, the whole LSB is not going to be paying any attention to the putting together the budget. The other thing, though, I wanted to address Ken, though, real quick, and in all respect, last year when we went over the budgets, when we were reviewing all the station budgets and everything, I don't remember, and maybe I missed something, but I don't remember discussions about what are the priorities. We had a priority for all of us, and that was to produce a balanced budget. And we were really focused on what were the revenues and projections, and then what were expenses, and were we getting them to balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I know at WPFW that was our number one priority, to fashion a balanced budget and to stop, running a deficit. Now, I know there's going to be some items coming up in this next budget, things that have to be done, so they are priorities in a way, like the move and some transmission issues and stuff like that, transmitter issues. But as far as putting the budget together, I know our committee anyway looks at it as a whole, and so we'll really be discussing issues and working out priorities as we go along. What we might be thinking in March or April by the time we get to June and July, we may find ourselves, you know, looking at it in a different way. And again, that's what did happen to us last year. And so I don't think, personally, that we should be tied to any kind of particular way of looking at priorities, and that when we discuss them, when we do review budgets on this committee, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I don't think we have to have some kind of one, you know, cookie-cutter approach, because I don't think it's going to be, you know, something we really need.
So you're asking for, like, really flexible language here.
I think we have to. I mean, I know I would want it. I don't... I think we, you know, it's just the way we approach things here, and it worked for us last year.
Okay. So let's hear the rest of the comments, and then I'm going to try to bring us kind of some consensus based on what everybody said, so we can move on, because we got like 7 more items here. But first, Kim, then Bill.
Oh, I'll pass. I don't care.
Okay, Bill.
I was just going to point out we're 7 minutes over the total time allocated for
this. Yeah, I got that. And because of the procedure that Bruce asked for, we're going to run over. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so let's see where we have agreement and where we have disagreement. How do people feel about April 30th as the date for what this is? Does anybody want to strongly advocate that it needs to be another date? Again, for a deadline for something to be completed.
It's fine.
Okay. Who can initiate? The feedback that I heard was that people wanted these initiations come from local finance committees. That was sort of who they wanted to put in charge of it.
Or local budget committees, depending on what you call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any strong pushback about that?
Sounds good.
I just want... point, do we have to run it by the LSB?
I think this is part of the budget development process, and that
okay. The
committee would be the ones who are helping to develop the budget.
Okay, I'm fine. That's fine. Yeah.
By the way, if I could say real quick, this is Bruce, what we did last year around this time is we notified the LSB as a whole at our meeting that the budget process was going to start, and if committee chairs wanted to present priorities that they wanted to see in the budget, that they should turn them into the budget committee ASAP so that we can incorporate them. And so there, it isn't like the LSD was left out. It's just that the work was done by the committee.
Okay, so if budget committees want to reach out to the rest of the LSB for input, they can do that. Nobody's stopping them. I think that's what we're saying. Okay, so then we get to the action language. I think Jim wanted to write that a little more flexibly.
I have a question. I'm sorry, but are you going to discuss Kim's suggestion about low, medium, high rather than numerical rankings?
Well, I think it's possible the way that Jim wanted to write it basically didn't dictate the rankings and sort of left it open, but I could be wrong about
that. You're sounding a little fuzzy, Tracy.
Oh, sorry. No, that's okay. I'll just take the phone. I thought that maybe, based on what Jim said earlier, that he was going to propose some fairly flexible text that maybe left that up to each finance committee.
That sounds good.
But I don't know what Jim is going to propose. So, Jim?
I would just propose getting the second sentence and scratching out the second sentence of that.
Okay, so it's identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance.
Pick out the scale.
Scale, 1 to 5.